From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. South Korea is asking the UN Security Council to punish North Korea for the sinking of a South Korean warship. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says he's confident the council will take what he called appropriate measures.
The evidence laid out in the Joint International Investigation Report is overwhelming and deeply troubling. I fully share the widespread condemnation of the incident.
International investigators say North Korea torpedoed the warship, killing 46 sailors, a conclusion the North Koreans reject. South Korea is also cutting off nearly all trade with the North. The Obama administration says it supports South Korea's moves. A delegation of senators and cabinet secretaries is getting a first-hand look at the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico today and the damage that the oil is causing along the shoreline. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the visit comes as BP says it's delaying until Wednesday its next attempt to stop the oil gushing from a blown-out well at the bottom of the Gulf.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says the federal government will continue keeping the boot on the neck of BP until the oil is capped off and cleaned up. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is promising that experts assigned by the government will help determine how much oil is in the Gulf waters. But Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal is still asking for federal permission to build sand barriers linking chains of outer islands to protect inland marshes. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is reviewing the request. Jindal also wants more boom and boats and Coast Guard inspectors on scene. He says oil is covering 70 miles of the coast, and some delicate wetlands vital for birds and other species could be dead in a week. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The U.S. Supreme Court says an antitrust lawsuit against the National Football League can go forward, the high court reversing a lower court decision today. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the justices have decided that joint merchandising agreements among teams are not automatically exempt from anti-monopoly laws.
It used to be that the NFL, like other sports leagues, licensed lots of companies to manufacture and sell apparel with team logos. But in 2000, the NFL made an exclusive deal with Reebok for all 32 of its teams. American Needle, one of the companies frozen out, challenged the deal as a classic illegal monopoly that led to higher prices for consumers. But a federal appeals court agreed with the NFL that the league is a single entity that operates as one business, not 32 competing businesses, and thus is exempt from the nation's antitrust laws. Today, though, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously disagreed, reviving the lawsuit and suggesting the NFL is more like a cartel than a single firm seeking to maximize its profits. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Stock prices are trading in a narrow range. The Dow is down 52 points. This is NPR News. The Pentagon says for the first time since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, there are more American troops deployed in Afghanistan than in Iraq, 94,000 and 92,000 respectively. All U.S. combat forces are slated to leave Iraq by September. The number of American troops in Afghanistan will be rising to about 98,000 in late summer, given the administration's commitment of additional forces there. A new study finds that an increasing number of children are having medical complications after swallowing small batteries. NPR's Elise Spiegel reports the research is in the journal Pediatrics.
According to the study, there was a six-fold increase in the number of children under the age of six who suffered serious medical injury after ingesting those little button batteries that are found in toys and electronics. The authors, researchers from the National Capital Poison Center and Georgetown University School of Medicine, compiled data from the National Battery Ingestion Hotline and other poison hotlines. They analyzed over 8,000 different incidents. They write that the increase in battery injuries is due in large part to a rise in the use of 20-millimeter diameter lithium cell batteries. The authors write that one way to counteract the problem they've identified would be to require manufacturers of household products to place batteries behind a panel secured by a screw. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.
The rate of violent crime in the U.S. is down for a third straight year, and property crimes have declined for the seventh straight year. The FBI's latest numbers show drops in all four categories of violent crime: robbery, forcible rape, aggravated assault, and murder. The drop in crime was seen in all regions of the country, with the South showing the biggest declines. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.